This is Straight Heat on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
Patrick Creighton with you, SB Nation Radio. This is Straight Heat. Joining us right now on the BetDSI.com inside line. From NFL Network, Good Morning Football, Thursday Night Football First Look, speeder bike extraordinaire is Adam Rank. What's going on, Adam?
What's happening? How are you today?
Doing all right, brother. Tell you what, man, there's a lot worse things I could be doing with my life than talking about sports. It's not the worst job in the world.
Yeah, it's really almost like robbing. Like, I feel like I'm a thief, like I'm a Danny Ocean level master thief stealing money for just sitting here, you know, getting a bunch of wind in my jaw talking about sports.
And riding speeder bikes.
Of course.
Gotta have speeder bikes.
Like, a lot of people always ask me about that, and obviously you're referring to my Twitter background. And they're like, hey, this stormtrooper at a cafe, and I'm like, yeah, it's a scout trooper, if you could get that correct, you know. But I appreciate that you knew exactly what it was. And you just raised in the rankings in my book.
Hey, you know, if you don't know that's a scout trooper, and you don't know that those guys hang out on the planet on the moon of Endor, then you know you kind of gotta go. Got no time for you. Speaking of people that nobody's got time for, one of them might be Nathan Peterman. The Bills are going to start Derek Anderson, who they signed a week ago, and yeah. They're going to start him over Nathan Peterman. Sean McDermott had said he didn't think he would lose the locker room if you started Peterman, but that Anderson gives them a better chance to win. He's lying through his teeth, isn't he?
I mean, basically, like, what are you doing? Like, this guy, Derek Anderson, was on vacation a couple of weeks ago. He was probably sitting around in some villa watching Moana with his kids, and now all of a sudden he's got to go to Buffalo and try to win some games. And I'm like, you know what, though? As bad as that seems, could it be any worse than what Brock Osweiler did last week, just rolling into Miami, being a starter at the last second, and then being like, oh, yeah, I'll go out and beat the Bears? I mean, of course, you know, it helps when your offensive linemen are allowed to just tackle Khalil Mack, but still, he went out there and kind of did his thing. And now it makes you wonder, how bad is Peterman? Like, the NFL has made it almost impossible for defenders to harm a quarterback or even get close. So these guys are having, you know, free range like it's a flag football game, and still Nate Peterman not able to get the job done.
I don't know how that guy has a job. Every time we see Peterman playing, he's throwing picks that cost that team games.
Yeah. No, 100%. Like last week, there was a moment, and I'll be perfectly truthful with you. I thought for a second, I'm like, hey, is this going to happen? Is Peterman going to win? Oh, no, that's right. It's Nate Peterman. It's like, it's a foregone conclusion, like a WWE match. And every once in a while, you'll be like, wait, is Rusev really going to win the title? And then you're like, oh, that's right. They're still burying him because of the IG photos he's taken with his wife. But still, you know, for a moment, it was a good ride. And then the inevitable outcome happens.
All right, so Jose, Adam has now made a Star Wars reference and a WWE reference. You got to get him in the regular rotation now.
Yeah, Jose, quit keeping me down. You got the glass ceiling over me like I'm Kurt Hawkins or something. Like, let me bust through.
Calm down, Dolph Ziggler.
Adam Rank, NFL Network, with us on the BetDSI.com inside line. Adam, there was a conversation with reporters today with Deshaun Watson, and, you know, was asked about, hey, so what was it like playing with a broken rib and a bruised lung and a partially collapsed lung? And Watson gave the, I don't know, I just played. Is it literally coaching malpractice to, A, allow your quarterback to play with a broken rib and a bruised lung, and B, to decide, hey, we have a franchise quarterback, let's not sign any tackles?
Yeah, I think that's the one. That's the one thing, you know, when you – there's some there's some school of thought where you don't want to inhibit what makes him such a fantastic player. Like, he's going to run out there and he's going to try to make plays, and you get near the goal line and he's going to try to square up against somebody, you know, whoever it is. And we saw that against the Cowboys a couple of weeks ago, and it didn't work out. And you're never going to get him to stop doing that. But throw him a bone by signing some offensive linemen. Like, I can deal with it. If I'm a coach, I can deal with my coach, my players trying to make a play. Like, I get that. That conceptually makes sense to me. But when I have to see him get teed off on because these offensive linemen are standing out there like they're a turnstile and everybody's just welcome to take a free shot, that's where it really starts to get to me. So, you know, it's one of those things that, and it's a problem, you know, around the league. You know, you see what Colton Miller is doing for the Raiders and everything like that. And you're like, what is happening? What is happening with basic blocking that you just can't, like, even if you're just a mere speed bump for some of these guys, that would be an improvement over what we're seeing from a lot of these offensive lines.
Throw me a freaking bone here. Adam, Antonio Brown took an elbow to the head on Sunday from Vontaze Burfict, because that's what Vontaze Burfict does. The guy is the most suspended player over the last 5 years. He's got the dirtiest reputation in all of football. And here he is putting an elbow upside Antonio Brown's head. And then, according to Ben Roethlisberger, pointing at Juju Smith-Schuster on the very next play and yelling, "You're next!" like he's Goldberg. And nothing happens. No big deal. You know, why does the NFL let this guy play? Why do the Bengals let this guy play? Why does the NFL allow him to be part of their union when his job, apparently in his mind, is to injure their other members of the rank and file?
Oh, it's crazy. This goes all the way back to his high school days. He went to the rival high school for me out in Corona, California. And even then, that dude, just the reputation preceded him out there at Centennial. Their little powerhouse, and they're known nationally and everything like that. But Burfict was bad news, and then he didn't. You know, normally when you're a good kid in Southern California, you're going to end up at USC. But instead, he's at Arizona State, and then he doesn't get drafted. And then who's going to be the team that's going to take a problem child that's not getting? Of course, it's the Bengals. Of course, he fits right in. That's part of their MO. And there's a thing, you know, because I still like old school players, and I like hearing the stories about Dick Butkus and Deacon Jones and players of that ilk. But there's something about Burfict that's like beyond rule breakers. Like, I'll sit in a WWE match and I'll cheer the heels, you know, when Becky Lynch is out there, you know, making fun of Edge's neck injury and stuff. You're like, okay, I kind of vibe this. But when you see Burfict out there doing what he does, it just doesn't sit right. You know, there's just something, there's something about being a hard-nosed player that's trying to do things, you know, on the field to make a play. And then there's what he does, which is completely different. So hopefully at some point we can come to an agreement that perhaps this guy doesn't have the best interests of the game in mind, and something can be done accordingly within the rules, of course.
Adam Rank, NFL Network, with us on the BetDSI.com inside line. Adam, is Le'Veon Bell ever coming back this year?
Oh, he's coming back. He's got to get paid. You know, it's one of those things. I kind of, you know, this is another thing, too. Like, this might be unpopular, but I feel like I dig what he's doing. You know, he's playing, he's working the system. You know, this is what happens when you have that franchise and transitional tag, and he's just playing by the rules, and he's going to go out and get his money and be a free agent and be able to cash in next year. And, you know, I don't really fault him for it. And I know that it makes his teammates upset, but I think ultimately everybody's got families. Everybody's got to worry about their health and everything like that. So I think that, you know, he's doing what he's got to do. He'll return, you know, he'll get there in the stretch run. It might end up paying dividends for them, you know, because James Conner's been a great story. But he's clearly not the player Le'Veon Bell is. Like, Bell catches the ball a lot better. And if you start heading into the playoffs with a fully rested, fully healthy Le'Veon Bell, I think that could be a huge asset for them.
Adam, you know, former Giants owner, you know, God rest his soul, Wellington Mara, He didn't speak to the media a whole lot. You know, a very rare occasion Willington Mara would talk. His son, John Mara, the current owner of the team, he loves to talk to the media. And, you know, over the off season, you know, he ran his mouth about OBJ a lot. I don't know if we should sign him. We'll see. Maybe we'll trade him. Then he paid him. And the team is still garbage because John Mara allowed Jerry Reese to destroy the talent on the team for 6 years, allowed him to scapegoat the head coach. Oh, yeah, it's the coach's fault. Hire his own boob of a coach in Ben McAdoo. Now they're both out of there. Oh, Dave Gettleman couldn't fix everything in one off season, and the Giants still stink. Who knew? And now he's running his mouth about Odell Beckham Jr. again. Oh, he needs to, you know, play more and talk less. Does he understand that as the owner, his words are going to carry a lot more clout and generate a lot more, distraction than OBJ's?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that you would probably want out of the news cycle, and it's one thing to, you know, to be upset about what's happening public or privately, but to make it public is opening up another set of eyes and another layer of scrutiny that probably shouldn't be there. I think that people, especially NFL fans, have come to expect wide receivers to be a little bit more outgoing, I guess is probably the kindest way to put that, perhaps be getting attention that other positions might not be. And I think we're cool with it. I think the thing with OBJ, and I think a lot of people would understand being his teammate, is like, he is who he is, but he's a good player. I think that, you know, people equate talent and say like, well, this guy should be the leader. Like, why does Odell Beckham Jr. need to be the leader? Like, he's a talented football player. As long as he's going out there and doing his job, I don't care if he's kicking the fan or proposing to the kicking net or whatever he's doing. Just go out there and score double-digit touchdowns. You know, there's somebody on that who will emerge as a leader. I know with the Bears a couple of years ago, Olin Krutz was like the guy, and he was the center. You know, so it comes in different places. So I think the best thing would have been just to let OBJ do his thing and let the leadership take care of that in the locker room, as most teams do.
He's Adam Rank, NFL Network, with us on the BetDSI.com Inside Line. You can also find him on Good Morning Football on Saturdays and Sundays, Thursday Night Football First Look. Follow him on Twitter, at Adam Rank. Adam, love the convo, brother, man. I enjoyed it. I hope we'll have you back soon.
I hope so. If Jose gets on his P's and Q's, I think we can make that happen.
On your P's and Q's, Jose!
Sorry.
Adam, appreciate it, buddy.
The pleasure was all on this side of the phone.
Adam Rank, NFL Network on the BetDSI.com Inside Line. Our phone lines are sponsored by BetDSI.com. Use promo code NATION25. Get a $25 free wager today. Get all the plays on the Inside Line. BetDSI.com.